You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
We're so excited with this series about the Ten Commandments. Okay? How many of you narinig nyo na yung Ten Commandments pero alam nyo, sinauna lang siya? Di ba? Para sabihin nyo na sa Old Testament lang yan. And sinauna lang yan. How many of you, pag nakikita mo yung Ten Commandments, meron takot sa inyo? Meron holy fear? Meron ba ganon? I grew that way. Pag pinakita sa akin yung Ten Commandments, tan-tan-tan-tan. Di ba? Kasi sometimes it's like a list of do's and don'ts. We can see it that way. Yung iba na memorize pa, di ba? Dati kasi, hindi CL yung tawag, pero in our religion class, we would be asked to memorize the Ten Commandments. But then, na-memorize mo nga, nakalimutan mo naman obey. Right? And some of us, when you hear about laws, when you hear about do's and don'ts, about instructions, we cringe. Tama ba? Tama ba? It's okay. You know why? It's okay to cringe a bit. But you should know that there's nothing to cringe about. Now we are going to explore the next 10 weeks why the Ten Commandments, it's perfect. It's a perfect law for imperfect people like us. From a perfect God, a perfect love, though we are so imperfect. The Ten Commandments is also known as a Decalogue, meaning 10 words. There are 10 words that is referred to as instruction, commands, and principle of God that has been given to God's people, the Israelite, through who? Through Moses. Remember, this is the time that Moses was charged to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. Nakalampas na sila eh. Umabot na sila sa Red Sea. Nakalampas na sila ng Red Sea. Ngayon, papunta na sila doon sa Promised Land nila. Then Moses met God in Mount Sinai, and he was given 2 stone tablets. They were engraved on two tablets of stone which were delivered to Moses around 1290 BC. Looking at where the Israelites came from, there's like a close parallel to who we are. Remember, when God parted the Red Sea, una-una pinayagan na ho sila. They were given a pass by Pharaoh, the Israelite people, to move, to get away from Egypt. Then he changed his mind, remember? And then God made a way for them to pass through the Red Sea. Did they remember that? They didn't remember that. When they got into that land and nagutom sila, yung tapos nila nagutom, ano ginawa nila? They were asking, they were telling God, they were telling Moses, what has your God did? What did he do to us? Now we're gonna die in our own land. Sana we were just left there in Egypt to be slaves. Short-minded people that they are. They became demanding people. Is that like us? Is that where we're coming from? That was good with what Pastor Allen said a while ago. That communion is actually not an act, not the thing that cleanses us, but it's actually a good reminder. Why? Because we're short-sighted. We're short memory. Sometimes, baka kailangan natin ng ginkgo biloba para maalala natin. The context of the Ten Commandments is that God has already loved. The context of the Ten Commandments is God has already redeemed. The context of the Ten Commandments is God has already delivered His people out of the misery. And they will be a kingdom priest and a holy nation for the Lord. This is so important. That's the premise. That's the context. It's not about what I give you and then you do it and then you're going to be graded based on this. Hindi siya parang school. Na ito, binigay ko, do's and don'ts, memorize mo to, then do it, and then I'll give you a grade. No. The Israelites were already out of slavery. We are already out of our bondage because of Jesus Christ. He did the way and paved the way. Everything else hangs on this. Why? Remember the greatest commandment. What's the greatest commandment? Diba? In kids' church, we always teach this. Love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Love your neighbor. Dalawa lang ho yun. Love God and love your neighbor. If you look and summarize the Ten Commandments, the first part, the first, second, third, or up to the fourth one, is loving God. The other part, from 5 to 10, is loving neighbor. The context of this is that God already loved us. God loves us so. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites. This is the message of God to Moses. Pinaalala niya muna, saan ka galing, ito yung pinanggalingan mo. Now you're set free, now I give you this. Become a holy nation. God has chosen Israel. When He chose Israel, it's not because they were more loved, no. They were more favored, no. They were few in numbers, no. God chose Israel because that's who we are. He is. That's the nature of God. God loves you. Do you know who God is? Do you know how He has been there for you, even though you weren't there for Him, or you didn't even mind Him? That's His nature. The Ten Commandments is never about obeying God, that He will love us. There's nothing more that you can do that can make Him love you more. There's nothing that you can do that can make Him love you less. It's never about obeying God so that He will love us. The Bible is not about do's and don'ts. It's about God loving us and helping us to obey Him. When He gave this law, when He gave these commandments, He's even after us, after our welfare. Now, let me talk to the kids, children in this room. When we as your parents make laws, it's not because we want to restrict you. It's not because, gawin mo to, gawin to, bibigyan kita ng pambili. No, it's not. It's because we love you. It's because we are setting a path for you not to go astray. Like God, when He made all this law, it is because He loves us. The same way with us parents. When we make these laws for you, our children, it's because it's born out of love. It's because it's born out of love. Parents, I'm talking to you as well. Maybe if our children would see that there's no faith but rather fear in us, then we need to have a heart check. Okay ba yun? This is one revelation that happened to me while just doing this preaching. The Ten Commandments, it's about God loving us and helping us to obey Him. You know why? Because God's love is never conditional. There's no condition. There should be no condition sa pagmamahal natin sa mga anak natin. Why? Because God's love to us is never conditional. It's never conditional. It's who He is. Why is the Ten Commandments important? Why do we need to talk about the Ten Commandments? Di ba parang ano natin? Sinauna na yan eh. Tapos na yan. There are even contradictions that said that the Ten Commandments, you don't have to follow anymore. The extremity, yung grace-filled na church. Why? Because namatay na si Jesus eh. May ganung intention eh. But you know, left to our own, without the Ten Commandments, we will self-destruct. We will self-destruct. I challenge you, look through the laws of our land, and even the laws of other land. When you check their laws, there are principles that they got actually from the Ten Commandments. This is a good basis, a good foundation of everything. That's why they even use it in their principle, in their laws. Lately, I came from the States, and pagkabigay ko ng pasalubong kay Pastor Dennis, nakita niya bigay ko sa kanya galing sa Target. I don't know if you know Target. It's like a big mall in the States. Big department store like SNR. Parang ganun. It's the warehouse club. And unang tanong niya, so Larry, did you get to see the gender-neutral restroom? Kasi there was a law in the U.S., especially, there's just a law, but this one is incorporated, corporate ano nila to, mandate ng Target, that they have to put a gender-neutral restroom. Left to us, we're going to be making up our own laws. Left to us, we're going to be situational in making laws. We have to recognize that there is a rule of law outside of man. There should be a rule of law outside of man's opinion. Kasi like how diverse we are, we have different opinions. But then if there is not basic one basic law as a foundation of everything, we will and we might self-destruct. If not, we'll have chaos if we make our own rules. Everybody will just create their boundary lines and then they will come anarchy. Magkakaroon ho na anarchy. Now that we have laws, we even try to circumvent away from those laws. We don't obey them, we break them. Di ba nakakita na ba kayo ng ganito? Sobrang familiar na nga tayo sa mga ganitong poster, ganitong billboard, that we don't mind them anymore. Okay? I love our nation, you know how pride ko being a Filipino. But there's something about human, about being a Filipino, that really turns me off. And that is, if we don't want to obey, we're not going to obey. We're going to do otherwise. When we went to, before I went to the States, natuwa-tuwa ako sa may Ortigas, meron doon isang stretch, Pearl Drive. Sa Pearl Drive, they transform it into a car-free zone every Sunday. And then they would put my markers lang sila doon, delineation line. They remove the concrete barriers, so it will become car-free. Pwede kang tumakbo, pwede mong dalhin yung bisikleta mo, you can bike around. And it costs so much to put that aluminum thing with light as markers. When I got back, I was so surprised to find out those markers have strings. May tali na ngayon. You know why? Because people started crossing the street. But if you would look, the whole stretch of Pearl Drive, there will be around 6 to 8 pedestrian lanes. But then again, when we started removing the concrete, the people thought otherwise. Uy, mas mabilis na ako mag-cross ngayon. Kung gusto ko mag-milk tea, kung gusto ko mag-kape, kocross na lang ako ng street. This sign. Remember this sign? Ito, pag Pinoy, ito daw yung sign. Stop, hurry, and then go. Di ba? Stop, hurry, and go. How many of you parents here, you get so convicted by your children? Ako, following traffic signs, I got so convicted because of Lara, my 6-year-old daughter. When she started to learn stuff, she would ask, okay, Dad, what is green, what is red, what is yellow? And I would teach her. And one time, there was yellow, I hurried up without getting ready to stop. Yun po yung ibig sabihin, ha? Yellow, ready, get ready to stop. Diba? Sa atin kasi, get ready to go faster. Diba? Hindi ko, get ready to stop. Get ready to stop. So instead of getting ready to stop, I sped up. Paglampas ko, nasa gitna ako ng kalsada, nakita ko nag-red. Alam mo sabi ni Lara sa likod, oh well, what are we teaching our children? What are we modeling to them? How do they see things when we break the law? How do we see things that we go against what we teach them? Again, okay, ang premise dito, yung mga pastor po nyo, hindi po perfect. Okay? Mukhang perfect looking. Perfect liars. Diba? Naging perfect liar to sa perfect looking. But we're not perfect. All of us are a work in progress. I remember my two boys, when we had our PS2, that's way back, we would come to Green Hills and buy pirated CDs. Then, they were able to watch a DVD, yung start ng MTRCB, that piracy is stealing. So, nagets nung dalawa. Siguro they were 8 and 10 years old by then. So, when we came here, we look at the stuff, mahal. 1,200. O, pagkano ito? 100 lang. O, anak, punta tayo sa 100 lang. And then they ask, why is it cheap? They said, it's pirated. You know what they said? So, Dad, you're stealing. Simple lang naman, di ba? Simple lang naman. But this is why we need the Ten Commandments, because everybody makes up their own rules to live by. To live by. What we're looking at the next several weeks are commandments that God said. Okay, it's not who It's not me that said it. It's God who said it. God said it. Okay? It's not my opinion or the opinion of the pastors. There's more than 80 pastors preaching today. There's three of us who crafted this message. It's not about our opinion, but what is written here is from the mouth of God. It's not victory doctrine, but it's very foundational because God said so. Pag magagalit kayo sa akin, it's not me. It is from the mouth of God. Let's read it in Exodus 20, verse 1. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. So God said it. He's the one who said it. Siya yung nagsabi nito. This is why God has the right to demand. Why? Because He didn't just say it, but He reminded us, saying, remember, I took you out of your misery. You are no longer slave. I am the Lord, your God, who you vowed to obey and to follow, who took you out of misery. Now this I give you are not just suggestions, but God is saying here, this is my command. Command ko to because that's who I am and what I did for you. Pag nakakalimot tayo, sabihin natin, bakit ganun si God? Bakit ang higpit naman niya? You go back again to the context. Okay? What's the context again? That all of these laws are born out of love. That He loved us so. That there's no way for us to go back to Him, to His fold. Then He gave His one and only Son. That is the gospel. That is the communion a while ago. That's a good reminder. Now, it's a command that He gives us. Commands us, gives us, obey. But He doesn't stop there because He gives us grace. Because of the Holy Spirit, because Jesus is interceding for us, we now can ask for grace and favor to help us. The love and the law, the perfect love and the perfect law is like a rule that a good father would make. Yung mga anak namin, pag kailangan namin silang i-discipline, oftentimes they would resist. And oftentimes we would ask them, what's inside your heart? Okay, parenting tips to, okay? You can actually use this. Most of the time, it's because of rebellion. Tama ba? That's the root. But we always ask them, check what's inside your heart. Why, hindi lang may cringe factor, bakit ka nagre-rebel? And then we would always tell them that all of this are born out of our love. That we have to discipline you. We have to put laws. Why? Because ayaw ka namin mapariwara. Ayaw ka namin masaktan. Then that should apply to us as well. If there are times that there's pruning happens, right? If we commit a sin, pruning would, there will be discipline and then pruning happens. Check in us. If there's something in our hearts that is already sinning. That's the same way with the people of Israelites. When God was talking to Moses out of Mount Sinai, His people were actually sinning. Hindi na sila makihintay. Umakyat si Moses, I don't know how long. But then when he was out up there, maybe Moses was there, hindi naman pleading, but just listening to God for His instruction. His people, the demanding people, the people that were so entitled, di ba, nagutom, humingi ng food, binigyan ng mana. Nauhaw, di ba, binrake yun, may water. Pero itong demanding, entitled people forgot everything that happened. And while Moses was gone, started making a golden calf. The Lord said to Moses, go down for your people whom you brought out of that land of Egypt. Have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way that I commanded them. Kabibigay ko lang na command, wala na, nakalimutan na. They have made for themselves a golden calf and worship it and sacrifice it and said, these are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Because we're short-term memory tayo. Because left on our own, we would self-destruct. That's why we always have to remember who God is and what God did for you. That's why it is important to learn, to know, and to adhere to, and to use 10 commandments in our life. The people have easily forgotten the love and the grace of God, and they run to their idols and self-made gods. Proverbs 3, verse 6 said here, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. In all our ways. All our ways. That means all day, every day. Not just on a Sunday. Okay? Hindi lang Sunday. Hindi lang pag may victory group ka, then I would acknowledge Him. Hindi lang pag kaharap mo yung victory group leader mo or kausap mo yung pastor or no. Or nalaman na Christian ka sa office. Sa school, biglang nalaman nila na Christian ka, nag-attend ka ng victory, biglang okay. Acknowledge. No. In all your ways, acknowledge Him always. It's not just for a Sunday, but it's every day. That's why it's important to read your Bible every day. That's why it is important to cleanse yourself every day. How do you cleanse? Di ba naliligo naman tayo, di ba? But the cleansing is preaching the gospel to yourself every day. My prayer is that when you read the Bible every day, it's not just to go through the ritual. Para lang ma-report mo pag may nagtanong sa'yo, nagbasa ka ng Bible? Yes. No. Not only for that, but it's preaching God's word for you every day. It's actually humbling yourself and saying, Lord, I consecrate myself. Bakit? Alam ko hindi ko kaya to. Alam ko magkukumit ako ng sin today. Alam ko na temptations will come my way. Acknowledge Him every day. Preach the gospel to yourself every day. Verse 2 says here, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the bondage, house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. No other gods before me. Let's talk about before. When you research before, you go back to Genesis, it's more than the chronological saying, yung before or after, no. Okay? Before here, the statement from Hebrew is that it's a translation of saying that there should not be anyone who is hostile. No hostility. Okay? Kung merong anything that is before God in your life, it means that there's something against God in your life. There's a hostility. May kaaway. May kalaban si God. That's before. That means if your work is before God, kalaban ni God yung work mo sa puso mo. If your relationship is before God, that means there's somebody hindering your relationship with God, and that is before God. That is hostile to God. Matthew 6, verse 33. This is the very Bible verse that I ever memorized. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. What does this mean? Seek Him first. You have to seek Him first. You know why? Because you're already complete. Kaya nga, and all these things will be added unto you. It means you are already complete. Seek Him first. God first. Put Him first. Because you don't need anything else. Everything else would follow. Why? Because that is how great our God is. Remember, when we were sinners, He gave us our salvation. Remember, when we don't have a way to our God, He took us. Jesus gave Himself, His life for us. So everything else is just bonus. We are already complete. Not just for functional gods. Functional gods talks about materialism. Not only that. Maybe there are things that is in hostility in your heart. Maybe it's a sin issue. A recurring sin. Maybe it's unforgiveness. Maybe it can be in the form of pride. Pride was one of my issues. Ito yung mga last issue na I had to let go. Maybe it's being judgmental. Maybe it's become, you get yung short-tempered. All of those are in hostility to God in your heart. You have to let it go. You have to let God control it. You have to give it up to God. Nothing in our lives that is hostile toward God should go out of our lives. You have to take it out. It has to go. You have to put God first. God first. What does it look like having God first? Okay? We made out an acronym. First, in your family, in your income, relationships, schedule, and trouble. First, God has to be first in all these areas. These are not just the areas, okay? We summarize the top five for us, for this preaching. Five areas that we need to have God first. That would reflect where you are, your standing with God. First, with family. Obeying the first commandment is why I am here today. Because I put God first. I had to put God first. You know that I'm Chinese in descent. And hindi lang ho ako Chinese, ano pa ako, panganay. And if you know the Chinese culture, it's so rare that the panganay would go on a different path from the dad. Okay, most of the time, you would inherit what the dad has. And that is the same with me. That was the same with me. And I remember in October 2008, when Pastor Dennis asked me to join Victory Green Hills as full-time as a pastor, I was so excited. So excited that I told myself, I have to go to my parents and tell them, especially my dad. I so look up to my dad. My dad is a self-made man. Self-made that working student, he worked his way up, he has his own company. Self-made. I can't forget that time when I was in the intersection of Santolan, Gilmore, and Ortigas, going to Binondo. Okay, ganun po ka-hardcore yung parents ko. Hanggang ngayon, sa Binondo sila nakatira. Sabi nga nila, they were born there, they were lived there, and they would probably die there in Binondo. While going to them, I was struck with a fear, a sudden fear. I said, what am I doing? Tama ba tong gagawin ko? Flashback sa akin, naku, paano na to? Pag dinisobey ko yung parents ko, pag dinisobey ko lalo na yung dad ko, masasaktan siya. Hindi lang siya masasaktan, mawawalan pa ako ng mana. Reality, I had two children already. They were studying in an exclusive school for boys. Sabi ko, nako, kailangan lipat ko na sila. Kasi hindi ko na masusustain yun. Hindi ko na kaya masustain. Sabi ko, napag-isipan ko ba ito mabuti? O niloko lang ako ni Dennis? Hindi ko maalala. Sabi ko, ba't niyaya lang niya ako? Kasi mag-isa lang siya nun, no? Si Bojo lang kasama niya. Suddenly, all of those fears came to me. And then, lo and behold, I heard audibly from the Lord, first time in my life, telling me, remember when you seek approval and acknowledgement of your Father, it is not your Father in heaven. It is not your Father on earth, but your Father in heaven. Then I got the guts. Ito yung clincher dito, ah. Yung magulang ko po, hindi pa po Kristiyano. Maybe you see them in church here visiting, but they're not yet Christians. But I'm praying to God that one day, they will surrender their lives to the Lord. But then that, I mastered that confidence because I heard from God. I heard from my Father in heaven. And I drove to Binondo and told them. You know what happened when I told them? I just got an embrace. They started crying and said, I thank the Lord that now you know your calling. That's how they accepted me. Because why? Because I put God first. Because I acknowledge Him and everything else follow. I was already complete, but now He gave me this calling. When God says something, we have to obey. Remember when Jesus called out the first few disciples? Tapos sabi, ano sabi ng disciples? Let me bury my dead. Let the dead bury the dead, He said. It doesn't mean to disobey your parents, okay? Yung mga bata dito, baka, sabi ni Pastor Larry, kinote pa ako, you know? No. You have to honor your parents. But you do not go against their will up until that time that they go against God's will. You need to hear from God. You need to know that you have a direct access, a relationship with God, that you hear Him first. That you don't only, that He doesn't only know His sheep, but you actually know your shepherd. You can hear from Him. You can know His way. God first in my family. The first commandment is the reason I am faithful to my wife. Without obeying God, without following God, without having God first, I'm telling you, I cannot be faithful to my wife. You have to put God first. When I teach and discipline my kids, it's not because they have act nice. They have to act nice because I'm a pastor's, because I'm a pastor and they are pastor's kid, but because I want to be good steward to them. God has given me wonderful children. God blessed me with wonderful children. That's why I want to be a good steward. Because I want to put God first. That God will be honored even through my children, in my children's children. That's why we invest time in them. That's why we read the Bible to them. I remember before we left for the States, nag-ready pa ako kasi alam ko may iwan namin sila for 2 weeks. So we readied an app. Okay, there's an app available and then all of us got that app. And we made sure that we read devotional every day. That's an investment, not just in time, but also investing God's word. Parents, I beg you, the best investment for your children are time, prayer, and God's word. Time, prayer, and God's word. Pag in-invest mo yon, they're set for life. Put God first. Next, income. This is countercultural, okay? Because for the world, especially the world that we live in, it's very competitive. Tama? It's very competitive. And in the competitive world that we are in, it's you are the final word where money, for your money. You're the final word. Ako naghirap dito eh. Ako nagtrabaho, ako parang uugod-ugod na. Sa kakatrabaho. So kailangan ma-enjoy ko to. Kailangan matikman ko yung aking pinagpawisan. But God is the final word on what I do with my money. I want to be honest. I told you earlier, I'm not perfect. I may look perfect. Perfectly round. But I'm not perfect. This is one of my struggle. This is one of the area in my life that I need coaching. That's why I always meet with Dennis, Chinky, and sometimes Randall. Who is the final say on your money, on your income? It's good. I know as Filipinos, sometimes we need to care for our parents. I know as Filipinos, we need to provide for our siblings. But who is in control of your money? Or is money controlling you? Jesus cautioned us with money. He purposely said that you cannot serve both God and money. And all this is encapsulated in putting God first in your money. I know most of us would ask God for everything. Lord, bless mo naman ako. Lord, establish mo naman all the works of my hand. Pero pag andyan na na-bless na kayo ni Lord, nakakalimutan mo na sila. Nakakalimutan nyo na yung nag-kneel down pa kayo, umiyak pa kayo, nagpa-pray pa kayo. When the paycheck comes, sometimes we forget about Him. Proverbs 3, verse 9 to 10. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow of new wine. First fruit, unang bunga. Ano ibig sabihin nun? I saw a documentary about bananas. Bananas dito sa Pilipinas. Do you know that bananas, there are 4 kinds of bananas. Four categories. There you go. Thank you. Nakinig ka kanina 1 o'clock. Nakalimutan ko yun eh. 4 categories of bananas. Lagay na natin sila A, B, C, D. Okay? When bananas get sorted, the A goes to export. Export quality. Close to perfection. Walang guhit, walang ano, tataga. A. The second category, B. Pagdating na second category, saan napupunta yun? Restaurants. Because it's a steady flow. Restaurants would always get supplies of bananas. And then, the third one, category C, would go to your supermarket. Yung mga nabibili natin sa supermarket, category C na lang yun. Parang chingkitan lang yun. And then D, category D. What happens to category D? Category D goes to your the palengke. Now, God is asking here, what is you've set out for export? First fruits. Perfect, near to perfection. Give it to me. Heart check. Are you willing to give it to him? First fruits too. Napakaganda. Export dollar. I have a story of a boy. A boy got 10 pesos from his lola. 2 coins. And then he said, "Okay, bye lola. Thank you. Takbo siya. Gonna buy me candy." But wait, I remember what my kids' pastor said. To give tithes to the Lord. Dalawa lang to, I'll give the half. O Lord, the half tayo. 50-50. Oh, sabi ng bata, 50-50. He learned 10%, sabi, I'll give you 50%. He was running to the store to buy candy and then he fell. Tink, 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 tink. The coin dropped in the canal. Gutter. He stood up, pinagpag niya yung tuhod niya, got the coin and said, Lord, there goes your coin. Kalimutan na si Lord. Sometimes we come to church and be good Christian. We give our tithes, we give an offering. But then when you look at your employees, do they get minimum wage? Do they get minimum wage? Do you pay your taxes correctly? Pastor, wala namang mapupunta sa amin yan. The Lord said, you are already complete. Everything else will be added unto you. Additional lang yun. Our relationships. Are there relationships in your life that is hostile to God? I'm talking to singles now. When I made this preaching, I remembered you. Are there relationships that you are actually compromising on? Ano itsura ng merong nang hindi God first sa relationship? Ano itsura ng merong hostility pagdating ng relationship? Compromise. Sometimes meron kang press release. Di ba? Sometimes our social media can be our press release. Di ba? Yun yung press release natin. But then again, is your relationship right? Not only with God, but do you carry out a right relationship where you put God first? Or you only put God first pag lonely ka, mag-isa ka? It's you and me against the world, God. But then, if pag-andyan na relationship, you would just put God in the second, third, fourth. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 32 said, do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. When I became a Christian, hindi pa yung naging pastor, ha? There are actually some relationships that I had to let go of. Sad. I tried to let work it out. But then again, it would not just corrupt me, but it would actually even pervert the minds of my kids. Na baka ma-confuse sila, hindi nila mag-gets. There are relationships that I had to let go of. Why? That had to end. That had to change. But then again, there are seasons in relationships. You know, as a pastor, we made sure, my wife and I, as Christians, we made sure that we still keep relationships outside of the church. Remember, our church is called for the sick and for the needy and for the poor. That's why we still keep relationships with them. But then again, to a point that it would not corrupt us. And then it's not just mere fellowship, but we plant seeds. We plant the gospel. We preach the gospel to them. Not preach them for salvation, but show them love. Show them God's love. Guys, when you talk about preaching the gospel, don't look at it as hard sell. Don't look at this that, namatay si Jesus sa'yo, kaya kailangan, ganito buhay mo, no. Look at the essence of what He did. That's the perfect love. That's the perfect love. Maybe you yourself, it's hard for you to preach the gospel. It's because you see it that way. Hindi pa ako theological, no. Remember again, perfect love casts out fear. It's a perfect love. Relationship. In the relationship, especially with your relationship with God, it's 100%. It should be 100%. When you're looking at it now and it's just there, 99.9, Pastor, pwede na ba yun? No. God demands perfection here, 100% of lordship. Why? Because if you put a foothold, just a small opening for others to come in, guess what? You'll be corrupted. 100% in relationship. First one is family. Mamaya may test sa paglabas. First one is I is R is S is schedule. I've got to choose between word and prayer, not because I'm a pastor, but because first and foremost, I'm a Christ follower. I need to hear Him. I need to make sure that I still hear my shepherd. Kilala ko siya. Hindi lang kilala niya ako, kasi alam ko kilala niya na ako. But nowadays, it's easy to succumb to the digital frenzy. Tama ba? Pagising na umaga, anong unang tinahawakan niyo? Bible or phone? Hindi kayo magsinungaling. Tamaan kayo ng kidlat. Boom. Di ba? I love how my wife modeled it to me. Okay, mukha naman model asawa ko, di ba? About putting God first, especially in schedule. Especially devoting time to the Lord. Hearing Him. Even those times that we were abroad, she would actually wake up earlier than normal. Alam niyo mga babae, di ba? Usually 1 hour before. So gagawin nila 1 hour before pa para sila muna ni Lord bago sila magpapa-beauty. She needs to make sure that she's already beautiful inside. So pwede na siya ngayon mag-ayos. Mas maganda pa siya lalo. Devoting time to the Lord. This is also parents. This is also what we do. We have to model it to our children. Pag alam ng mga bata, pag tingin ng bata, pag umaga pa lang, una hawak nyo controller ng TV. Diaryo. There's nothing wrong with reading the newspaper. I used to read the newspaper, two newspapers, cover to cover. Okay, sometimes even in our meals. Even in our meals, nagbabasa ako. Sayang yung oras. Babasa ako. And then I would do a conversation with my children. Tatangu lang ako. Sa asawa ko, kinakausap ako. Tatangu lang ako sa kanya. Parang nakikinig ako sa kanya. I mastered it to the point that I can actually catch the last 3 words of what she said and repeat it to her. So that she would know I was actually listening. People would get it. Kids, especially kids, parents, kids would get it. That's important. Do your children know that you're there for them? That you put God first. And then after putting God first, they're a close second. The Bible is on my phone. A lot would you say. But the Bible, remember, is not. But the phone is not your Bible. It's not your Bible. Don't make it so sacred. I remember reading a book. The one thing which said, at many moment in time, there can be only one thing. One thing at a time. So in your heart, that's the same thing as well. Who is your priority? When we talk about schedule, it talks about priority. And we talk about priority, if you would just allow and put God next, then the question of infidelity comes in. Kung si God na hindi mo nakikita, hindi mo nararamdaman, wala dito sa unahan mo, hindi naman every time may ginawa ka, pinalo ka. Infidelity could come in if you would put Him next, second, third, fourth. Last, about trouble. God should be first when we are in trouble. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Put God first. I will end again with my story. Putting God first. I came to know the Lord the year 2006. And it was a time that I thought it was my peak. Among my peak. Why? I had a beautiful wife. I had 2 wonderful children. At that time, 4 years old and 2 years old. Not only that, I had a business. Dati COO lang ako. Alam mo yung COO? Child of the owner. And then I set up my own company. Actually, okay, let me rephrase that. My dad set up a company for me. Okay, because I didn't set it up. Then, not only that, when we got married, I got a house and lot. I got cars. And I thought I made it. 30, 31, 33 years old, I was already a CEO. I was so boastful, so prideful, that I was always say that, you know, ang kinatatakutan ko lang sarili ko. Wala akong ibang kinatakutan kundi sarili ko. But the thing is, after I said that phrase, I would put another phrase there, except, wag lang yung pamilya ko. Yun yung hindi ko kakayanin. You know what? The Lord heard that and actually used that. Why? Because He was actually after me the whole time. For 4 to 6 years, my business partner has been members of Victory Alabang, and they've been trying to reach out. But then, it wasn't my time yet. Then again, that fateful moment, that when everything turned upside down, it was the time that there was nothing was actually left. It was a moment that I know it would turn to shame for me, for my family. My wife and I would be separated. And sabi ko sa pamilya namin, wala pang ever na separate. But then again, for those moments of trouble, I could have gone to friends, I could have gone to family members, but you know where I went first? I went to God first. I don't know what situation you are in right now, but don't wait for that moment that trouble comes. Put God first. Always put God first. Remember who God is and always put God first. Can I ask everybody to stand up? Nobody pushed me to make that decision, and nobody can actually push me to make that decision. But wherever you are right now, know that He is for you. He is not against you. What may happen to you right now should not put fear in you, but rather you have to have faith in Him. You have to put God first. With all heads bowed and eyes closed, if you know that you're somewhere in between, or you're trying to seek God, but you don't even know His audible voice or His face, with all heads bowed and eyes closed, if you want a relationship with God, if you know that you've been going around in circles, but then nothing's happening, don't wait for that moment for God to put you, to pin you so down that you cannot get up anymore. You have to know that you have to put God first and have this relationship with Him. If this is you, if you know you don't have a relationship with God first, with all our heads bowed and eyes closed, can you gently raise up your hand? I want to pray for you. I see those hands in the middle, those on my side. A few more seconds. 5 seconds. With those raising up their hands, can you just gently come forward? I want to pray for you. Thank you. There's people in the middle. Can I just ask you to come here? People in the back. Can we just give God praise? If the enemy has put, can you look up here, please? If the enemy has put doubt, worry, anxiety, uncertainty in your hearts right now, I just want to reassure you, that is not the word of God. He is in heaven right now. He knows precisely this day what happened. He knows what you're going through. And He has destined you to be here this day, to hear the message. And then what you're doing right now is a response. Response to a great God. Response to a God who's always there for you. Never, will never leave you nor forsake you. Can you pray this prayer with me? Father, thank you that you paved the way. Without your one and only Son, Jesus, all of this won't be possible. Now, I commit my life to you. Help me to turn away from everything that the Bible calls sin. Thank you for your grace that would enable me, sustain me, and make me finish this journey strong. I commit my life to you. I even pray that you would put people around me to help me. Holy Spirit, work in my life. Give me grace, wisdom, and favor. In Jesus' name, let's give God praise. Some of our Victory Group leaders will be talking to you. Can I just ask everybody to raise up your hands as we ask for God's blessing? Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, that it is your perfect love, Lord God, that we hang on to. That by faith, Lord God, we would live this life, a holy people, a holy nation called to serve the Lord. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that in everything we do, Lord God, we will not just adhere to the Ten Commandments, but rather, Lord, live out a life, a destiny, a perfect love, Lord, away from fear, but rather serving you, because you and you should be given glory. Use us, see our lives, make it a manifestation of who you are, and Lord, use us. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody say, amen. God bless you all. See you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these,